From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Beijing issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric, as state media said that China could back forces hostile to the U.S. if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. This is a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman. He says, I want to stress that the Taiwan issue involves China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Adhering to a One China principle is a political foundation for the development of China-U.S. relations. If it is disrupted and undermined, the sound and steady growth of their relations and bilateral cooperation would be impossible. The comments come in response to Trump's remarks in an interview Sunday that he did not see why Washington must be bound by a One China policy. The Syrian army captured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small area as the battle for the city entered its final phase. A monitor and a military official said President Bashar al-Assad's forces appeared on the verge of retaking the entire city. Egyptian security forces arrested four people suspected of involvement in a bomb attack on a Cairo church that killed at least 24 people, according to the president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, Monday. He was speaking at a funeral for those killed. One of the four arrested was a woman. So far, the mourners, meanwhile, packed an Egyptian church on Monday for a funeral service. Many of the angry survivors accuse authorities of security lapses. So far, there was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Six people were arrested Monday in London and other parts of Britain suspected of planning an act of terrorism. The Northeast Counterterrorism Unit says five men and a woman, all in their 20s and 30s, were detained on suspicion of engaging in a preparation of an act of terrorism. They are being held in police custody. Police said they were searching six properties in the same location and urged people to remain vigilant and alert, but not to be alarmed. Turkey arrested nearly 200 officials from a pro-Kurdish party and struck Kurdish militants in Iraq Monday. It's in response to this weekend's twin bombings claimed by a radical Kurd separatist group. The toll from Saturday's attacks rose to 44 Monday, according to the country's health minister. Meanwhile, Turkish people thronged to mosques Monday to bid farewell to the victims of the grisly Istanbul bombings. Meanwhile, EU and Cuba signed an accord to normalize relations. They signed it on Monday, and it's been blocked by human rights concerns as one of the world's last communist-ruled states faces a future without revolutionary icon Fidel Castro.
Witness the signature of the political dialogue and cooperation agreement between the European Union and
the accord was signed by the Cuban foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez Paria and the European Union foreign affairs chief Federica Mogherini, as we can hear here.
On behalf of the European Union, Minister Bruno.
The ceremony in Brussels caps years of difficult negotiations. IMF chief Christine Lagarde goes on trial in France Monday over a massive state payout to a tycoon when she was finance minister in a case that risks tarnishing her career. Lagarde denies charges of negligence, arguing she was acting in the state's interest and making the payment to the former owner of the sportswear giant Adidas and the Olympic Marseille football club. The U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, says Iraqi and U.S.-led coalition forces have killed or wounded more than 2,000 Islamic State fighters in the battle for Mosul since October. India Monday is evacuating thousands of people from fishing villages as Cyclone Varda is barreling towards Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh states. It comes at speeds of more than 100 kilometers an hour. World oil prices surged Monday after non-OPEC producers struck a deal to cut output while Europe's main stock markets were subdued before a key Fed meeting due this week. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.